peace and love, peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out. Wow, 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 woo!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Good Things Radio. My name is Brooke Taylor. Thank you for being a part of the show. It will be an abbreviated episode today, but a big one, a needed one, one with a lot of highlights and prayers and exclamation points, but hopefully in the end, surrender to the will of God and the hope that we have in heaven as we now, as I sit and record this, are on the eve of an election, certainly a time where we know this is a pivotal moment in our country's history. No matter who wins, we will have a Wednesday morning, there will be a Thursday, God willing, and life will go on. But it's a moment now where we have an opportunity to kind of be suspended in time and placed in the heart of our Lord. Whereas it seems like the rest of the world is talking about the events of the day, we are talking about events of eternity. And I was very much reminded of that on Friday when I worked at the radio station. And if you follow me on Facebook, you probably know all about this, but I was working alone and streaming what in our town was a big deal. It was the Jay-Z concert along with Beyonce and a couple of rappers and Hillary Clinton. It was a free Get Out the Vote concert. And so I was working, I was in the newsroom by myself. The concert wasn't streamed on the air, but I was pulling the audio so that we could have clips that expletive-free would be able to be played on the news. And what I heard in the preceding 2 hours of the concert was just made my heart sad. I decided the next day I slept on it. It wasn't an emotional outburst, but a moment that I really had to reflect on to post about it. And I did. I post about what I heard, the racial expletives, the degrading phrases that women were called, and then Hillary Clinton getting up on stage and saying she appreciated Jay-Z and his music. And I thought, number one, if she does, a person who's singing about bees and hoes and, excuse my language, pimps and everything else, then that's pretty disturbing. And so I shared a post that has since been shared, I don't know, 160 times, about 80 comments. And you know, my friends, these 80 comments are not just neutral thumbs up. They are very impassioned on one side or the other. So it has been a time for me to just reset on what matters. I am absolutely at peace and feeling as though I did the right thing in saying that God put me there at that moment, allowed me to reflect on what I heard, what he would want me to say through the filter of his word. And maybe it wasn't perfect, as I am flawed, but I just hope, and as Father Nathan said, in all that we say, if we go to bat for Christ, think of the positive fruit that will come from it. Don't think of the negative takeaways, but the positive fruit, how God in his grace works in the heart of people that we might not ever be able to see. Just wanted to share a couple of the comments in this show, by the way. This is a very spontaneous, spur of the moment podcast. I actually wasn't going to record today. I'm speaking tomorrow on election night, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to record that. That will be the podcast for this week. There's so much going on, but I couldn't stay away. I had to at least say hello because I know we have to, first of all, I think, be rooted in our faith, in our hope, and share that together as we go into the next days ahead. And then also wanted to touch base with you about those things, which we'll get to, as well as some feedback on the show as well. Before we jump in and before we begin officially with prayer, back to the Facebook post, just wanted to share a couple of the comments that are safe for the whole family to hear. One of them from my friend, Rachel Scott. Rachel is the founder of A Better Than Blended Ministry. She and her husband, they are a blended family, beautiful, faithful family. She's an African-American. She said, this is a very valid point. Without agreeing on any side, this has been the issue amongst African-Americans for a long time. We are trying to teach our people how not to embrace such degrading words and behavior. But when you have a major artist conducting themselves in such a way, you have to understand it's become an acceptable norm. It didn't start like this. Jay-Z started off building a fan base without all the added junk. Then they stayed fans and took whatever foolishness he dished out. It's foolish, but it's true. Without fully understanding the history, it's easy to judge the present. This was an issue well before Hillary got involved. Just wanted to shed some light to it all. I absolutely do not agree and am not a fan, but it shows us a greater need, not for a perfect president, but for a perfect savior amongst blacks and whites alike. I love you dearly.
And that's my friend Rachel. Another comment from Bobby. Bobby says, Brooke, I admire you. I agree with most of what you stated, but where was the outrage when Donald Trump made those despicable comments on the bus with Billy Bush? These comments were made by the Republican candidate himself. Hillary's comments that I saw said she agreed with what Jay-Z said regarding Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King and Barack Obama. Yes, I support Hillary for many reasons, and I don't agree with her pro-choice position, but as I've told my children, that when Catholic priests tell me they are voting for Hillary, it's because they have the same concerns as me. He is dangerous, totally clueless, and with no backup on any positions except he will make America great again. That's all he says. Add in the fact he is a sexual predator, a narcissist, racist, misogynist. It's not even a choice for me. Saying all this, I respect anyone who has another position, and I will accept the outcome. I love you, Brooke. Okay, well, there you go. So, you know, it's really hard for me to not read all of these comments and get my blood pressure up one way or the other. But I do think it's good, and I actually think it's the best part, one of the best parts of our country, that we are free to say what we want, as maybe wrong, as perhaps evil, as right, as whatever it is, and not fear death or persecution. And I think for me, instead of feeling like I shouldn't have, you know, this just created such a headache, I shouldn't have said anything, it has turned a corner for me. And when on this past Sunday, we read the book of Maccabees and we read what real persecution is, people have died so that I may speak. My husband served our country so that he may share his opinion based on the biblical truths. And so I think when we're afraid to talk or lose friends, that really we need to examine. And I think Father Nathan is going to address this in a very wise way coming up, also with the prudence of the people that you're speaking to. Are they in a position to hear what you're saying? Because if they're not, and you know that it will fall on deaf ears, then perhaps there's a moment of prudent reconsideration that says, okay, Lord, open their hearts. When I see the Holy Spirit moving in me to speak and they're ready to listen, then I will. But until then, I'll be silent. And so he'll address that coming up in a Padre in Your Pocket. But thank you for those that did reach out, that did share the post, that did chime in. God bless you. And as we go forward, I think it's just a reminder of the importance to know our faith and to live it out without fear. So as we begin, I have not only a prayer, but a poem. It was something that I read on, I think it was episode number 40, talking about chivalry, bravery, and courage. And we need this in the time with which we live, whatever happens this week, today, tomorrow, or in the future to come, to remember who we serve and why we are here. If you would join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We lift up these words to you. Help us not only to hear them, but to interiorize them and to live them. There is a battle to be fought. The battle is in the mind. To take captive our fears and doubts, to secure our thoughts and command our mental faculties, to focus these moments of our life for a greater purpose than our own needs, to walk into the shadow of death, placing our destiny in the hands of God, for Him, for country, for family, and for the defense and well-being of others, for children yet to be born. That in this ensuing battle, whatever the outcome, the will of God be done. To pray for courage that we might encourage others, to pray for the forgiveness of others that we may be forgiven ourselves. For if this be our last moments, we want to be right with Him. This is the heart of the ancient knighthood, when every day was a battle in the mind. This is the heart of true patriots, true soldiers, for all who serve God. Amen. And that was written by a knight, Sir R.I. Tulak, so pretty powerful. Okay, a couple points then as we jump into the remainder of the show. We've got some feedback to get. We have a Padre in Your Pocket going right back to that first point. Also want to mention something interesting to you that as I've been following the news and also talking over the weekend to a coworker of mine who is in the military. His son is being deployed and actually going to be stationed in Poland. So we talked about that and I didn't even know there was going to be a big deployment to Poland. And he said, oh yeah, talked to another friend, and that it's a NATO thing. Well, it turns out, and I know that we're not surprised, Russia is in the mix. They're in the mix in a big way. They have been, from the cyber hacking to some of the posturing going on, but now it has escalated. And so NATO has banded together, and there is an absolute intensifying of what Russia is doing. We know what they're doing in Syria, but also the targeting of the United States. So I just suggest, as we look to the 100th anniversary of Fatima coming up, that we pray to Our Lady of Fatima, and that we pray to St. John Paul II, St. John Paul the Great, who was such a patriot and also who loved Our Lady of Fatima. In fact, the bullet that was in his body was removed and then put in her crown in Portugal, where her image is venerated. And so much of that message 100 years ago went to the prophecies of Russia. What we need to do as a people to repent and to pray. And whether it's Russia, whether it's our own country, whether it's the scandals or the corruption or police brutality or gangs on the street or terrorism within or without, it is absolutely imperative that we are a people of perpetual prayer. I believe that with every fiber of my being, and that we are transmitters of hope. And so I invite you on Tuesday night to check out live streaming Good Things Radio Facebook Live event. I will be at St. Paul's Church in North Canton. It's a beautiful ministry called Adore. And if you were at the Arise Retreat last year, you know all about Ben Walther. Really, if you are involved in anything regarding Steubenville or the Steuby conferences, you've probably heard of him. Fantastic music artist. His songs have been featured on the show. And he and his wife Maria took from Texas and planted a partnership of a ministry called Adore. So it's contemporary Christian music. It's worship and it's a message. And then at the end, the climax and the exclamation point is adoration, exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, prayer, and then benediction. So what we're going to do is stream the message live. We're going to go for it. We're going to see how it goes. I've not done this to that extent before, but I've got the tripod. I've got the mic. I think we're good to go. And so I invite you at 7 o'clock Eastern time, what other place could we possibly hope to be than in front of our Lord? And you're going to be able to hear the message. You'll be able to hear the worship, and then on your own, just be able to enter into prayer. So check that out. That's going to be on the Good Things Radio page. Thank you to Vanessa for suggesting the idea. In fact, that might be her right now on my Voxer. And also, speaking of Voxer in feedback, thank you so much to Andrea in Maryland, who took the time to share her feedback. Take a listen.
It's Andrea Wills. I'm from Ellicott City, Maryland, outside of Baltimore. And the reason for my message is to let you know I just finished episode 75 of Good Things Radio. I'm a little behind, but I wanted to give you some feedback. First of all, Father Nathan's first Padre in Your Pocket regarding gay marriage, in quotes, was very helpful, and this and the distinction that he drew was also very helpful. Second thing is, as a follow-up to your previous episode regarding the planners, what's out there for us gals who have gone digital? I don't use a paper planner anymore. I haven't used one for years. All my appointments, reminders, and so forth are on my phone, which is then synced to Google Calendar. And I just haven't been able to find anything online that combines the cuteness and the functionality of the paper-based planners, but with the ease and convenience of having calendars syncing across various family members' devices and calendars as well. So I'm going to do some research onto that myself, but maybe if some of the various women that you've spoken with, including the young woman from Chaotic Blessing, comes up with an online or a download, please let us know. So take care, God bless, and we'll be listening to you again soon. Bye.
Okay. Love it all, Andrea. Thank you. Thank you for your feedback about Father Nathan. He, by the way, is coming up in a few minutes as well. Another Padre in Your Pocket. Thank you for the feedback about the planners. I do actually have a great suggestion for you. I've used it in the past. I've loved it. And then, as you know, now super on the bandwagon of the paper planners, loving my Filofax. But this one, if you are into the digital, is Cozy. It's COZI, and it's a website, but it's also an app that you can download to any of your devices and all of your kids as well. So you can have all activities in one place, appointments, shopping lists, chores, everybody can access it. And each child is kind of color coded. You can put, you know, party to do's, plan your menu, your chores. It's really great. You can get it for iPhone, iPad, Android, also any Windows device. So it's COZI. It's free. I recommend that. Also, thank you to everyone who reached out and chimed in about the last episode regarding the church militant, the controversy over Jen Hatmaker, and the fantastic op-ed written by Matthew Walsh that I read a little bit of. Your words were wonderful. And I want to just share also, Chris writing in says, Brooke, I want to thank you for having the courage to speak out for God's truth in regard to homosexuality. These days, people are blasted for saying the things you said, but it's God's truth. And I wonder if society would be in the state it is today if more Christians, myself included, would have been more outspoken in defending what the Bible says about this subject. God loves us all, but we are all called to conversion. Anyone who speaks out as you did is immediately labeled hateful. This is not about hate. It is about doing something that is clearly against God's word. God loves all of us and wants us to know that redemption is in the blood of Jesus Christ. We can tell ourselves that homosexuality is okay a million times until it becomes our own truth, but that does not change God's truth about it. Thank you for speaking out. May God bless you for it. Thank you so much, Chris. And as I've reflected on this a lot, what keeps coming to mind is I will not sell out my Savior for 30 pieces of silver. I know what he teaches. I follow him. I hear his word. I live by it. It is not easy. We are all call to die to selves. I am a hypocrite. I am someone who is a wretch, but that doesn't mean that I can justify everything that is wretched and call it truth, because in doing that, we are Judas. And those are strong words, and we all have been. We have all betrayed him with a kiss. But we're also called, like Peter, when we deny him, to ask for forgiveness and repent and be the disciples in the church militant that are on the front line. So thank you so much, Chris. And with more on that now, here is Father Nathan Cromley with another Padre in Your Pocket.
Padre.
Father Nathan, with another Padre in Your Pocket, I am so honored to serve you. There's something that happens at every election cycle, but in our country, we see that it's happening a lot more than just at the elections. And that's that people take to social media, and it's almost like a type of day of reckoning where we can reckon and hear and see just where people stand on various issues. And sometimes people that we know or trust, or public figures that we know or trust, feel obliged to come out in various ways on the various issues that are affecting the election or that are affecting our society in general. And this can sometimes bother us. The question can arise, what do I do? What do I do when my friend on Facebook posts something that I find difficult or I object to or that I find in contrary to the teachings of Christ? What if it's a friend? What if it's a stranger? What if it's someone that I trust, but that I've never really met? I think that I'd like to give you some advice about this. But of course, as a priest, my advice has always got to be personal, meaning each person needs to decide on their own how to do this. This is not a case of a moral evil. It's a case of a good that could be not good for you, and it could be good. So what do we do in situations where it's a choice between a good, a not so good, and something that might not be good? And in this particular case, you're one of those. So what we need to do is take universal principles and then apply them. And I can give you some universal principles, principles that apply to everything, but it's up to you to then make the decision for depending on who you are and who that person is and what the case is involved. The principles in general when it comes to social media and making corrections to other people are as follows. Number one, you have to take into account whether or not the person is ready to receive the correction. I think a lot of us waste a lot of time simply responding to people who have no interest in actually listening to what we have to say. So this can make us feel good, but in the other end, it's a waste of time and energy. So you need to ask yourself, will the other person receive it? Will they acknowledge it? Will this be something that they even read or care about? Second thing you have to do is to say to yourself, Are my words written out of true charity, or are they written out of spite and judgmentalism? If you're motivated by true charity, your words will reflect that, and your response or your words will have to be carried in a perspective that emphasizes the good as well as the bad. Third thing you need to be saying to yourself is, does this really pertain to me? And here's a little thing to run through your mind. We can get lost in social media, ladies. We can spend hours making corrections of people and getting all upset about what other people whom we never met, and we don't even know if their names are even correct, what they're actually, you know, dialoguing with them, when we really could be much more productive being on our knees in prayer or doing the tasks that our Lord has given us to do each day. In general, my advice is that battles on social media are not as constructive as people think that they are. Because I do not think that most people interact with social media in a way of authenticity and in a way where they're really looking for dialogue. It's up to you to discern that. But getting involved in debates about things that don't necessarily pertain to you, I kind of feel like spending that same amount of time instructing your children about the issue, using the case where to teach them, is so much more productive. However, obviously, it can still happen that you decide that this is an important thing to do, in which case, do it and do it well. But don't forget to always make that assessment. Is this something that I should even really be involved with? So step one, will it be received? Does this really matter? Does the person even care what I think? Step two, the way that I do it needs to always be charitable and true. And step three, is this really my correction to make? Am I not wasting a lot of time and energy on something that doesn't actually pertain to me? I think if you take those universal principles and then apply them as you'd like, according to your conscience, you'll do a better job of making those decisions. Thanks. It's so great to serve you, ladies. God bless you.
Thank you. And we are so grateful for your words of wisdom. Thank you. Thank you, Father Nathan. Wonderful words of wisdom as we transition into a new time about what in our checklist of conscience we need to mark off before we speak up and do so in love and in charity and also in defense of Christ and justice. And yes, we need to be soft-hearted, but not soft-headed. So to use our head and our heart together. God bless you. Thank you for being here. I know it's an abbreviated show today, but I hope that you will check out the Good Things Radio Facebook page live streaming tomorrow when we come to you from St. Paul Church in North Canton for Adore on election night. God be with you. God bless you. And God bless our country.